Wild Bunch Podcast. The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for B1039's Tapping In with Gary Spivey. Now, the host of Tapping In, Big Mama.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is now time to tap in with a psychic phenomenon known as Psychic Gary Spivey. Now, if you want to ask Gary a question right now, pick up the phone and call me. I got lines wide open at 239-765-1039. That's 239-765-1039. Now, when you're calling in to ask Psychic Gary a question, make sure your question is very specific in nature. That's right, very specific in nature. So get right directly to your question. Don't say, how does my future look? Say, how does my financial future look when it comes to investing? Or I'm going to buy this house. I lost my wedding ring. I cheated on somebody. Whatever it may be. Get your answers here today with Psychic Gary Spivey, but make it very specific. All right, when Gary isn't here, you can get a hold of him on his own line at 1-800-827-GARY or on his website at GarySpivey.com. You text Gary to 797979 for his daily meditation. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's welcome him, Psychic Gary Spivey!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, where are we at today? Are we in North Carolina still?
Yeah.
Out there in North Carolina, living large and doing his thing. Now, let's go ahead and jump right to it. I got people ready to ask you questions, so let's go to line number two. Hello, you're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wild Bunch. This is Crystal. I have a question. Well, kind of a story slash question. Once in a while, I'm able to see or feel presence. I woke up about a month ago to a figure standing in my doorway thinking it was my daughter trying to play a joke on me. I woke up. I was like, what are you doing? And she didn't answer. What are you doing? And finally, the figure walked past my fan. I could feel the air flow stop for a second, walked into my bathroom. I thought my daughter was sleepwalking. So I walked into my bathroom, turned the light. I'm like, what the F are you doing in here? And there's nobody there. I was curious who was there to visit me or look in on me.
Well, you have a lot of things hanging out. So it's not just one thing. It's multiple things.
Okay. And so,
what I see hanging out with you is in that particular situation, you had an I'm not demon. And so sometimes you can think it's a loved one on the other side, and sometimes the loved one on the other side could be a demon or could be an angel. So there's a lot of things going on. And so what I see is an I'm not demon, and I just got rid of it. And so that makes you feel like who you're not instead of who you are. And so, but I just got rid of it as I did. I feel your feet warming up now, your face warming up, your whole body getting a little lighter, and I see your house glowing. And so,
okay.
But it'll look a little bit like a cloaked figure. Sometimes you see these out of the side of your eye. I don't know if you ever caught that. Okay. And so, but I got rid of what you were seeing. It's that little thing you catch out of the side of your eye. But that's what was going on. But I got rid of it. And so now I see your vibration going much higher. When your vibration goes higher, you will see your angels, your loved ones on the other side. And so it's really important to clear your energy and meditate every day. And then you get rid of these things. And so, but now I see you looking good. So there we go.
All right. Thank you.
It's what happens to Star Trek fans when they die. They become cloaked demons. Let's go now to D. D from Naples. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning, Gary. I was calling. I'm wondering, I'm supposed to be taking a career path, and I've been told to do it, but I'm extremely hesitant. I have no motivation. What is holding me back?
I see your mother. It has to do with mama traumas. And your where's your mother?
Mother has passed.
I'm sorry?
So.
I didn't hear.
My mother has passed.
Okay.
Right. Well, there's, I think that you were, maybe you were always trying to do everything the way she wanted you to, or had this thing where it wasn't good enough, or maybe it was, whatever it was, there's influences there that go way back to even childhood stuff. And I'm clearing that off of you. It's kind of just, And it's not that was a bad mama. It's not that. It's just that sometimes we try to live for other people instead of ourselves. And so I see this career path looks like a perfect thing for you, and I see a golden road in front of you. But I saw there were these little mama traumas that were keeping you from just going for it. And so and that's the reason you can't find your motivation. And now if you notice the back of your neck got a little warm, lighting up, feel that? Different feeling. And the back of your head, the back part of your brain. And so this is where your God cord, your heaven cord comes down and connects with your body. And there was a block, and now there's not one. You'll feel now if you think about doing this new career thing, think about it right now and see now. Look, see, you could do it. Feel it? You could just go for it. Different feeling.
I can. Right? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Does all that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Especially when it comes to my mother. And always, I'm doing that right now. I'm doing something for somebody else that, you know, just. Instead of what I should be doing for me.
Okay. Yeah. We'll stop it.
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you so much.
Dee, I got to recommend something to you that's on a side note. Have you ever seen Steve Harvey's Jump?
No.
I want you to Google it and watch it. It's something that he did right after a taping of Family Feud, and it'll speak to you. All right?
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Dee. Let me know how it works out for you. Let's get Yvonne on the phone. She's calling in from Venice right now. Yvonne, what's your question about these spirits in your house?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
We're good.
I have sold my old house. Not old up, but I moved in now to my daughter's house. And it just seemed like in the back of the house where the dining room is, I can feel something there because I don't know what it is. It just seems like it's following. And I'm not sure if my daughter's boyfriend brings him in because I had the house clear previously. But it just seems like there's still something there.
Yvonne, how many times you saged that house?
Sorry?
How many times you burned some sage in that house?
A few times. There's even one hanging on the front of the door.
Oh, well, there you go. What do you think, Gary?
But what I see is you're very sensitive to energies, first off. And so when people argue or fight, it can leave a residue of darkness. Mm-hmm. And so in that room, there was fights and arguments. Maybe people, when they would sit down to eat, would go into fighting, you see. And so, but I see that. But whoever did, somebody lived there, of course, before your daughter?
Well, I bought it 4 years ago, but what I know of is previously, I guess, it used to be a drug house and somebody passed here.
Right. Well, see, that
I think it's three people, what I know of.
Yeah. And so
that passed away in this house.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever lived there before brought the bad juju in, if you would. And being a drug house will absolutely do it. Because they have those low demons. I can get rid of it all for you. Can you imagine? And you can do this, and anybody can do this for their own house. You just simply ask your angels and just say, angels. Can you say it?
Mm-hmm.
God. Give me the spiritual gift of a golden pyramid. And so you ask for a spiritual gift of a golden pyramid to go around your house. And so now notice your hands got light, your arms got light, you can breathe through your nose, feel all that going on? See?
Yeah, I can feel the heat right back on my shoulder, like an inch away.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the energy just protecting. And so so now your house is glowing, and so you can get rid of anything. Golden pyramids really do work. You can ask for that gift. And you want to keep that to protect your family and to protect your home. And it really does work. And so now then you're smiling, huh? You're smiling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you see anything around that?
Only one question. You got to call back for another question, or you can get him on a private call at 1-800-827-GARY. Hey, Gary, I have a question for you. When am I ever going to win a scratch-off ticket?
I think today.
Oh, man, I love it. Today's my day. I don't even care if it's a dollar winner. I just want to be a winner. SJ's on the phone from the Bell. Yeah. SJ, what's your question for psychic Gary Spivey?
Hi. Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Big Mama.
Good morning.
My question is, it has been a couple of years, actually 6 years, since the father of my child and I split up. And since then, there have been no prospective, like, men that have come into my life. And I want to see
Picky.
If you can tell me maybe
I'm
why.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had something in my throat. I'm sorry. Picky. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was coughing. I really apologize. Go ahead. Go ahead. What do you think, Gary? Is there going to be some prospects of love in her life, or am I right?
Well, you're right. You're exactly right. And see, when people say they're picky, picky is another word for I'm in denial. Mm-hmm. And so you're in denial of the category. Is what's going on. And so because you're still just kind of tore up and upset, even though you don't think you are, with the old relationship and the whole way it all just didn't work out and be perfect and, you know, forever and a day. And so I can get rid of those traumas. You want me to?
Yes, please.
Okay. And now I'm just pulling those off of you there. You're in, and they were going to fly off anyway. You were getting rid of them as we speak. So you probably had about another 3 years of it, and then you would be in a better space. Now you notice your throat warmed up. That means you'll be able to speak and be yourself. I feel your whole body changing. I see all this light going in, and I see a soulmate coming down. And so sometimes your soulmates really do come from heaven, and you'll just bump into them. But I see it being spiritually connected up. And now your head got really warm inside, different feeling. Feel that feeling? Different
mm-hmm.
feeling in your head.
I feel it like in my lower back, like
uh-huh.
type of.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I just see all this light coming into you. And so you'll be able to hook up with a soulmate relatively soon. Now, instead of 3 years being ready, I see within 3 months. And
ooh.
So so different you. And it was just old traumas from not only this relationship, but two relationships. So there was two bad ones in your life, and it could have even been having to do with father and then your person that you divorced from. So that's what I see. But now
okay.
it looks better now. Okay?
Great.
Hey, thanks sometimes
again.
You needed to hear it from a guy. We're not all the same.
Right.
All right? We're not all the same. All right. Thanks for calling
right.
in. I appreciate
all right. Thank
it.
Thank you.
I appreciate
bye.
It. All right. Thanks for calling in. All right. Let's get Amanda. Amanda is on the phone from Cape Coral. Amanda, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your question for psychic Gary Spivey?
What's up, Big Mama and the Wild Bunch?
What?
No. So my question is, it's kind of lame, but whatever.
Whatever.
So so my mom, like, I don't know. I need to know what to do next in my life I don't know whether to move with my mom or to take my kids and move out on my own. I don't know what to do next, and I need help.
Live with mom as long as you can. Let her pay the bills.
No,
pick
crazy.
It up.
She's crazy.
She's creepy. All right, go ahead. What do you say, Gary? Does she live with creepy mom?
Well, I think she's kind of stuck with creepy mom for a while.
And, oh, no, why'd you say that?
Yeah, but I think you need, you got to work towards moving on your own. You're not ready to do that now because you don't have, your plan's not together, is what I see. And so, and since you got, you know, kids, you got to really have a plan. And so, but I think you need to plan into that. I don't know if there's anything you're doing medical with work, or what do you do?
I actually work for FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automotive, but my kids are autistic, and I'm going through a lot of medical issues with them right now.
Okay. I see some opportunities for you to do a part-time thing working in the medical field, and I know I'm switching on you, and I'm answering almost two questions because it has to do with you moving out. It'll help you become more financially independent. So there's something uh-huh. you're going to do, and it could be medical billing, but it has to do with that. And it has to do, it's a little bit different thing, and you get paid a lot and you work from home. And so I see you working into this, and that'll afford you the money it takes to do everything you need to do. So that's what I'm seeing. So,
all right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. We got time for one more call before we take our text message of the day. Joseph, you're on the air. What's your question for psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning, Big Mom and the Wild Bunch.
What?
Good morning, Dr. Spivey. I lost my two younger brothers, Marky and Mikey, in 06 and 08. And when I got married to my wife, the day after I got married, my mother passed away. And just wanted to see if they're around me, if they have anything that they would like to tell me.
Well, yeah, I see all of them on the other side. And was one of your brothers a little radical? And so
yes.
And, okay. Well, that one's jumping up and down, and he said, me too, me too. He's just happy he made it to heaven. And he's cracking jokes. They're all laughing, but they're all over there, and they're with each other. I see even more people. So I guess that may be grandfathers or grandmothers, you know. And so, but they're very much around you. They hear you when you talk to them. You know, you sit in a certain chair and almost like, you know, slash pray, meditate, talk to them, fall asleep. And so, but they're showing me they come to you wherever the spot is, your chair that you sit in. And I don't know if that makes any sense to you. And so, but that's what they say. But there's one. I think your mother. Do you have a picture of your mother around you somewhere?
Yes.
Okay. That picture. When you're looking at the picture, and I hear this sometimes, but she's looking back at you when you look at that picture. And so I don't know if that makes any sense to you. I felt your feet get real warm then, in your head too. And so, but that's a real connection for you. And so very, very important for you to look at her face. And so but they're right around you. They love you a lot. I see a lot of great things coming to you. This is going to be a super era of your life. Some people are moving into this golden era where things get way better, even through all the crisis and all the things going on. You got good stuff really coming. I don't know if you're aware of it. Are you?
Life is pretty good right now. I mean, my work, my family, my son.
Yeah, everything. You're good. Yeah, no, they say they kick you down all kinds of luck from heaven. So they're very much with you, and you're in the zone. I just see you floating up and doing well. And so good luck with all that, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. All right, Gary, let's go ahead and grab our text message of the day. Good morning, Gary. It's been a while since I've been on the dating scene. There are two men I've been interested in pursuing. I just want to let you know if you see anything developing with either, so I know which one I should go towards, or should I avoid both of them? Thank you.
I see her being with both of them. So she's going to... It looks like she kind of runs down the road of two relationships at the same time, and it gets a little complicated later. But that's
it's okay. Like an entanglement.
Yeah, kind of like that. And so, but I just see her. I see her. You know, it's just going to kind of evolve, and both at the same time, and then she gets to pick. You know, and but it feels like that. So most people are having a hard time finding one, and she found two. They're both good. So she gets to pick. I can't really tell her which one.
Will they fight to the death?
I don't think they'll fight to the death, but it could get a little bit strange there for a minute or two.
Well, there it is. Well, you know what? Get hold of Gary when he is in here. You can do that at 1-800-827-GARY. That's 1-800-827-GARY. Or on his website at GarySpivey.com. You can text Gary to 797979 for his meditation. And you can always catch him here each and every Tuesday morning. Gary, thanks for being on the show. We'll see you next Tuesday, my friend, all right?
Yeah, great.
Gary Spivey, everybody. Yeah!
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.